This is Culture Shock.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Mateo.
Yeah. It's Wednesday, everyone. And we're ready for it.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah. Did you get any sleep?
I got a little bit of sleep.
A little bit of sleep?
Yeah.
That's good.
Nothing too crazy.
No crazy sleep?
No crazy sleep.
Man, my sleep was crazy. It wasn't. It wasn't that crazy.
What would crazy sleep even be like? Is that just like tossing and turning a lot or what?
I guess so. Or sleep eating. You hear about the people that have the sleep eating disorders where they wake up in the middle of the night and go raid the refrigerator and just eat everything in there?
Mm.
That's what it would be.
That would be crazy
that
sleeping.
That would be crazy. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh.
What did I eat?
What did I eat? I would hate to have that. Because
eggs.
Our refrigerator has a very limited amount of resources for me right now. There's a lot of frozen meat that I have to thaw if I want to, you know, attempt to burn down my kitchen again. There's like some vegetables. It's sparse in my refrigerator.
My refrigerator is actually pretty well stocked. And since we got a house,
yeah,
and it came with a crappy fridge, I bought a new fridge.
Oh.
So I have two fridges.
Oh.
Which is awesome.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Dawn's always
literally
wanted, literally.
Literally.
It is cooling right now.
It is.
She's always wanted a double oven.
Oh, Julie would kill for one of those.
Instead,
figuratively.
I got her pregnant. I said, take that.
Because now she's got a bun in the oven.
Yeah, and I said, there's the oven, and now you're an oven. Mm-hmm. I made you an oven. She's mad. She's not mad.
Julie would love a double oven.
Yeah.
She bakes enough for it, too.
Right, and that's how Dawn is. She cooks constantly. Constantly. And so double oven's like, that's like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's like second honeymoon dream. Double oven. I don't know. I'm terrible.
Sorry, did you say double oven?
Double oven. Double oven. Double oven. Yeah, it makes sense.
Isn't the double oven what put the bun in the oven?
Okay. So anyway, it's Wednesday, and before we get fired, we want to tell you today we have a great show for you. Comics Corner's coming up at 8. We're going to do Comics Corner.
That's right.
Daniel has never read a comic book.
Well, until last night.
Until last night, he read 2.
Yep.
And so that'll be fun. So all you people that listen in and you hear us nerd out about comics and you're like, I don't really understand what you're talking about.
I don't get it.
Today we have your representative. Your ambassador is
the
here.
The voice of the people.
That's right. Of the majority of people, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is super niche, so I've been told.
Yep.
But that's cool. And there's also tons of comic, like, entertainment news. The Ant-Man trailer got released last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll have to watch that.
Yes, definitely. So,
and you can see how it kind of... It's pretty cool what they've... We've got Ant-Man number 1 to review, and I'm excited about all of it.
Yeah, I am too.
And that's cool. And then we got some stories and stuff. We don't know if Doug's going to be here.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, sickness in his family.
Yep.
Pray for Shannon. Brody made it to Disneyland yesterday.
I'm glad you finished that thought.
Yes, yes. Brody made it to, they made it. He was sick yesterday, and Steve-O had texted and was like, man, say a prayer for Brody. So we did here at work,
mm-hmm.
and they made it to Disneyland.
You know, I don't think Steve-O's getting the rest he was hoping for.
I don't think he is.
Because I saw a picture of him yesterday at Disneyland, and he looked bad.
Yeah. Well, he texted last night, and he was like, I don't know how we're still standing up. It was like 8 o'clock. And I was like, I don't know how you're standing up.
When was the last time you went to a theme park like that?
Last summer when we went to Disney.
It's incredibly exhausting, isn't it?
It is exhausting. Yeah, and I can't imagine with kids. Well,
towing around 3 kids.
Yeah, when we go with my family, we have Eva and this past time we had Eva, Emma, and Henry. And they're not even my kids, and I was sick of pulling
right.
them around. So, yeah, I bet he's worn out.
Yeah.
Because you got Jack and Luke flying around everywhere.
And kids never run out of energy. They actually siphon the energy off of the adult as the day goes.
That's what they do. Mm-hmm. Like little parasites.
They are.
They never quit doing that. From the womb to the day they're gone. Or the parent's gone.
The parent's gone.
Oh man. Well, anyway, we got a great show for you. We're going to get back into some music. And then we'll be right back with breaking news at 6:30. So don't go anywhere. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Here we go.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party.
party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
So, hey, Matt.
Hey, buddy. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to click this.
No way.
And then I'm going to click this.
And there it is.
Do you hear it?
No, it disappeared.
Disappeared. Okay, let's try this one more time.
Booyah, booyah.
Y'all ready?
I am.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
You gotta make him say,
Nah.
It's Wednesday, everybody. Today is December. It's January 7th, 2015.
It's January 7th, 2015.
December 7th. Is a day that will live on in infamy.
Indeed.
Because that's Pearl Harbor Day. That's what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, but today's January 7th, and today lives on for nothing because it's just January 7th.
Dude.
I know, poor January 7th.
Dude.
Not the best day. Is it your favorite day?
It's Jaden's birthday.
Oh, my God.
It's going to live on in infamy for like the next 90 years with any luck.
Wow, 90 years?
Yeah.
Are you going to be around for that whole time?
No.
I will be.
No, I'm just hoping he'll get to be like a nice ripe 92.
You want a good solid 92 with your kid.
That's right.
You want your kid to outlive the internet. That would be nuts.
You think the internet's only going to be around for 90 years?
I don't know, man. It depends on how much pricing stuff changes.
Mm.
If the internet gets expensive, I'm canceling. I will use books and encyclopedias and maps.
All right.
I will be a cartographer. That's what of my life. I will draw it out. Okay, anyway. Breaking news. The number of the day today is 3, because that's my favorite number, and I just made that up. Let's see what we have to talk about. A New England brewery has apologized for showing disrespect by brewing a Gandhi beer. It did not go over very well.
Why? Does Gandhi not like beer?
It was just because the more they drank it, the more nonviolent they became. So it was really low key. I'm sorry. In the 1980s, CNN made a doomsday video to run in the event of the end of the world. People are wondering why it took so long for them to reveal its existence to the public. I have got to watch this.
Doug said it's really creepy.
He watched it?
He watched it.
What? Ah! I wish he was here so I could
yell
at
him. There's an article in the studio somewhere about it.
Oh, man. We're watching it. We're going to watch it. A prominent doctor in a clinical study says sugar should be considered as dangerous as tobacco, alcohol, and cocaine. This is not good news for Mississippi.
I would not put those four in one category.
You got alcohol, you got cocaine, tobacco, and sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar? Yeah. Diabetes. You've seen the commercials.
If you have diabetes.
Do you suffer from diabetes? Call this number. I'll give you a robot.
I would call the number if they offered robots.
I think a lot of people would.
I think so. It's a sad thing when sugar gets included with cocaine,
mm-hmm.
to me.
I mean, they're both white and can be powdery.
I understand, though. You saw what happened yesterday. I brought a box of my leftover Christmas candy, which I had already eaten half of. Half of the box was gone. I ate that on the flight home, and I started to eat the other half of the box, so I had to bring it yesterday and give it to Celeste, so I didn't eat the whole box.
Did she actually receive it?
Yes, and I actually ate almost a quarter of it anyway, even though I had already given it to her.
And these were just sweet tarts, which are just like compressed powdered sugar.
Just totally sugar. Mm-hmm. They diet red and green for Christmas. That's the only difference. Oh, but they're shaped like little Christmas trees, and I love it. And my teeth are falling apart. South Korea says that North Korea maintains an army of 6,000 hackers.
Huh.
There was a lot of doubt cast over the holidays whenever the whole interview thing and the Sony hack, you know. It seems like as soon as the president said, yeah, we believe it was North Korea, then all these other people said, there's no way it was North Korea. There's no way. And there was some compelling evidence to say that. I read like this hacker blog thing that they posted on like Yahoo or CNN or saying why he didn't believe it was North Korea. And there, he had some good points, but I don't know. It seems like more and more evidence is pointing to, yeah, it definitely was North Korea. I don't know.
And there's obviously, the FBI said it's North Korea. The evidence we have says it's North Korea, but they didn't release that evidence to the public.
Right.
And so for somebody to say, well, here's why I don't think it's North Korea without having the evidence that says it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds just got a new kid. Where they got the kid from is yet to be determined.
Walmart.
Could have been Kmart.
I like how we both went to Walmart.
Walmart. That's where you get kids. Right? I think that's where we got our kid. I think it was on layaway. Interesting.
Do they have like a artificial insemination section back by the hunting and fishing?
Yes. But you know what's weird? If you go to Walmart's website, they have stuff on their website that you can't buy in the store. You know, like coffins.
Oh.
You can buy... look at this.
I would not want a Walmart coffin.
I don't know, man. They're kind of quality. And they're always lowering prices at Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
Lowering prices 6 feet under.
Hey! Look at this. Coffin.
Seriously, like, think about...
Look!
Think about great value build quality on furniture.
You can get a Star Legacy Prestige Poplar Casket Cherry.
I like the marble one.
Oh, yeah, you got a marble. Look at this. Steel Love Remember.
It's a marble urn.
Oh, that is an urn. Look at that. It looks nice. It says natural marble. I can only assume it's imported. Imported natural marble.
Wow.
You got some good... Oh, here's a copper one for the meth addicts. You know, so, like, they can go down with their addiction, and then their relatives can dig it back up.
And then there's an album called Fleshland.
Okay, we'll get out of there. an Audi A7 Sportback drove itself from Silicon Valley to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I actually read about this on Motor Trend yesterday.
Tell me about it.
So, Audi has been developing autonomous cars.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
This is their third one, and they actually give them all names. I can't remember what this one's called. But it's only able to drive on the highways. Okay. So whenever it reached congested areas or went into, like, cities, mm-hmm. the driver had to take over.
Well, that makes sense, though, because you want to pay more attention.
But you kind of have to wonder what the point is. And the thing is, if the driver doesn't take over, then it just pops on the hazards and pulls over and stops.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so you can pay less attention while you're out on the highway?
That sounds good to me.
You know, the thing that kind of concerns me about, like, these autonomous cars is what we have happening with pilots. Mm. So if you read about this most recent missing flight over Indonesia,
yeah.
I think, they're saying that, well, I guess the American, is it the FAA?
Yes.
They put out a press release a few years back that was saying that the autopilot systems on today's modern jets are making pilots less competent at flying.
Oh.
And so then when they run into situations like heavy storms or something,
they don't know what to do,
and the autopilot disengages, and then everything goes sideways. So, like, you start getting people used to not driving their cars. I mean, all these systems, like the automatic braking, the smart cruise control... I love the idea of blind spot detection, but all that stuff mm-hmm. makes the driver less cautious
yeah.
because they're trusting on their car. It makes them use less skill, and then they don't know how to handle themselves when problems arise.
Not to mention when the singularity happens and then your car destroys you within.
Mm.
That's
just
what's
collapses
good.
In on itself.
Yeah, your car ejects you because all of a sudden it made itself have an ejection seat. Singularity. Mm. Artificial intelligence.
Evolution.
Evolution, baby.
The new members of Congress have taken over. Hadn't even been a week, and there's a new swimming pool. Somebody peed in it. They're throwing a new sofa over the balcony. They are ridiculous. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. How do we say, is that Boehner?
That is Boehner.
Okay, John Boehner.
It's one word you don't sound out.
Right, because you get a different sound. Yeah! John Boehner was not the unanimous choice for the new Speaker of the House. I guess people had expected him to be. I don't know.
Still won.
And Game of Thrones is coming to IMAX. So all you Game of Thrones fans, you'll be able to see all that crazy stuff in giant IMAX vision.
I wonder if they shoot it in IMAX. I doubt they do.
I doubt that. It's a TV show. That'd be crazy.
I know.
Huh. Okay. We talked about this the other day, I mentioned it, and I want to reiterate it because it's still happening. In fact, a friend of mine took a picture of somebody who had done this And they had also included the link to say, like, okay, there's a Facebook hoax going on. A privacy hoax.
Right.
So a friend of mine posted a picture of a friend of his on Facebook that had posted the as of blah, 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 blah. And then after that had put the Snopes article link that said it was a hoax. It was like, why did you... What? He put both of them. Was it like just in case? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, in recent weeks, you may have seen a Facebook privacy notice creep onto your Facebook timeline. It probably looks something like this. As of January 5th, 2015, at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do not give Facebook or any entities associated with Facebook permission to use my pictures, info, posts, both past and future, ... It goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it urges people to copy and paste it into their own statuses, the message is proliferating on people's Facebook news feeds, and it's not the first time. A variation of the privacy screen has made the rounds on Facebook since 2012. People... But it's pointless to pass this around. Facebook isn't interested in owning anything that you post because nothing that you post is worth it. Everything you post on Facebook, status updates, pictures, videos, bogus Facebook privacy notices, that's yours. By using Facebook, you are giving it a royalty-free worldwide license to use any content that you post on or in connection with the social media site. This means Facebook can use anything you post on the website to promote itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the privacy notice you might see getting passed around is useless.
That's right.
Useless. Useless. Not to mention, even if they were doing something like this, you posting that on your Facebook would be pointless.
It doesn't make a difference.
Because when you signed up for Facebook, you essentially gave them permission
You basically signed the contract that said, yes, you can do everything in this post that I'm saying you can't do.
Right. So don't. Just stop.
Hey.
Stop.
Do you know why Facebook's free?
Why?
Because they advertise based off of you.
There you go.
You are the product.
It's true.
They're selling you.
They're selling you. So you can't stop them.
Nope.
You can't stop them.
You can close your Facebook.
You could do that. But have you ever tried to delete your Facebook?
I did delete my Facebook.
You did?
I did.
A few years ago, I deleted mine for a while, and then I was very surprised to find out how easy it was to just get it back.
Yeah, it's never actually gone. And all the stuff that you have put on up till now, they can still use after you've deleted your account.
Yeah.
It's still there.
It's
once something goes online, it's online.
It's there forever. Forever. Forever.
Forever.
Forever. Oregon, Ohio changes its name before the college football championship. That's right, because it's Oregon versus Ohio State.
Okay.
And there's a city in Ohio named Oregon, and they've decided to temporarily change their name to clarify its allegiance ahead of the football championship between Ohio State and Oregon. Starting Monday and through the college football championship game, the city will be known as Oregon, Ohio Buckeyes on the Bay, City of Duck Hunters, as declared in a proclamation issued by the city's mayor.
I think they need a recall election.
I think that's awesome. Listen, I've got the new town name. I would like for everyone to pay attention.
I would hate that if I lived in that town.
I think it would be great.
That would be so obnoxious.
Ugh. You know what would not be obnoxious? This will make you feel better. Do you need another Apple gadget, Daniel?
I do.
And a source says the Apple Watch may be released by the end of March. Apple plans to sell three versions of the watch: Apple Watch, Apple Watch Sport, and Apple Watch Edition, which will have all of their own distinctive wristbands available for purchase. And the most basic one is around $350.
Yep.
That is an expensive watch.
It's really not.
It's really not, I guess. If you because watches like,
watches are yeah. very expensive.
If you go for a good watch, you're going.
Because at first I was like, $350, that's steep. And then I started looking at like nice, not even like nice watches, but like middle of the road watches, and they're like $200.
Really?
So okay. it's like $150 more, and you have a little computer in your
wrist.
That's
true. It makes sense.
It does.
I have a classic iPod,
mm-hmm.
and I recently found out that you can sell those things for money.
Some of them are worth a lot.
I have a good one that's still functioning, and I have the charger, and all I gotta do is just wipe that thing. Seriously, and you'll have 80 gigs of freedom.
Oh, yes.
That's right. So I'm pretty stoked. I'm gonna try to wait and then sell it on the market when I can. Because I think that would be good. and I need the money really poor. A dog in a suitcase found abandoned at a busy railway station in Scotland has prompted an investigation into who left the animal there. The dog and luggage were discovered without any sign of the canine's previous owner. Whomever decided to reject the beautiful dog at least left belongings, which included a pillow, food bowl, and a toy. The dog is a 2 or 3 year old Shar-Pei crossbreed that's microchipped. His name is Kai. The microchip led investigators to the people who sold Kai to his latest owners, but they didn't have the buyer's contact info. Authorities are investigating. This is a lost puppy.
Shar-Peis are super cute.
Are they? What do they look like?
They're the wrinkly ones.
Oh, I don't know.
The ones with all those wrinkles?
Oh. Yeah.
The ones that are just like covered in them.
Those are expensive,
too.
They're
very expensive.
Man, somebody's dumb. Somebody real dumb. Parents of tiny babies. This applies to me soon. When you're home with your kid, keep a one-sided conversation going about anything and everything while you're folding laundry, making dinner, or doing whatever else around the house. The results of a study reveal that a steady stream of idle chatter from mom or dad's mouth improves the child's cognitive development even more so than reading to them does.
Everything my wife says is idle chatter.
See, I've tried this with Beans and Panda, and they have yet to grasp speaking.
It's because they're cats.
Now, I don't know, man. Let me tell you about Beans.
I think if you just stand around talking to yourself, you look crazy.
No.
And you'll probably start going there.
That's what I do at church.
I know.
I'm just kidding. But Beans and Panda love me. Daniel, they love me.
They're cats.
They are cats. It was funny. I was hanging out with some buddies last night, and I have all these scratches on my arm. And my buddy John leans over and says, "Hey, man, you doing all right?
Do you need some help?"
He was like, "You been sad or something?" I was like, "Man, that's my freaking cat."
And yes!
And yes, I'm very sad. Help me. But yeah, so my arms are just scraped up everywhere. It's nuts. Venezuelan fast food lovers are mourning the disappearance of McDonald's golden staple, the French fry. A recent shortage of the U.S. fast food chain comes as socialist Venezuela grapples with shortfalls of basic goods ranging from medicine to flour. Due to strict currency controls that stand in the way of imports, McDonald's restaurants are coping by replacing the spuds with salad or a local favorite, corn pancakes.
Ew.
Weird.
It's probably healthier for them.
Yeah. Last night I introduced an idea to some of my friends that they had never really thought about. And that idea is the cinnamon bun waffle.
Oh, yeah.
Steve-O made them one time.
Yeah, we made them one time and it did not work out.
You ever had
cinnamon roll French toast?
Yes.
That is epic.
When we made the waffle, somehow it worked and it was awesome.
Yeah, see, ours just kind of like dried out and got crispy and weird.
Oh, see, my buddy Matt said, "You can't give this kind of stuff to closet fat kids." He goes to the gym and he's like, "Don't do this to me. I'm trying to keep up my diet."
Yeah, I love cinnamon roll French toast.
Oh, I love cinnamon roll. Anything.
Yeah.
It's so good. As the Ebola epidemic ravaged Liberia, 22-year-old Fatou Kekula found herself at the center of the storm. With 4 infected family members, nowhere to go and nowhere to turn to, she was faced with the daunting reality that her father, mother, sister, and cousin would die as hospital after hospital turned them away, overburdened by a swarm of Ebola patients and unable to provide adequate care. Desperate but determined, she defied fear, daring to nurse her family to health all on her own. Fashioning protective gear from garbage bags, she risked her own life to save her family for 2 straight weeks. In the end, her faith and resilience paid off as she successfully rescued all but one from Ebola's menacing grip. Sadly, her cousin did not survive. Now, thanks to the internet, she's going to fulfill a dream. She's going to get to go to nursing school. Her story of love and compassion moved total strangers to donate to an online fund that brought in $40,000 for her tuition and expenses. That's awesome.
Where's a nursing school you can go to for $40,000?
I'm guessing it's in Liberia.
I would hope so.
Or an adjacent country, right?
Nearby.
It's definitely not in America.
Nope.
That's about a semester of nursing school. Good grief. Yeah, we had a strong nursing program at the college I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, people would tell me about their loans. And it was like, ooh, well, I don't feel called to be a medical professional.
Nope.
And I hope I never get that call. Because that is call and collect.
Yes.
Ha ha! Check this out. You might think that smartphone thieves would be smarter by now, but while on their way to the scene of a robbery, Boston police officers received a description of a male suspect accompanied by a female who had attacked and pistol-whipped a victim. Officers were also informed that the suspects had stolen a purse and two cell phones. Using the Find My iPhone app from one of the officers' cell phones, the officers and the victims were able to track one of the stolen phones and arrest the robbers. Criminals never get smarter.
At least he pistol-whipped his victims.
That's mean, Daniel.
It's nicer than some things.
You have a strange scale of nicety. I'm gonna say that. A Florida man is accused of bringing his 5-month-old son to a home burglary attempt because you want to make it a family event.
You got to start education young.
Yeah, that's idle chatter. The whole time he was robbing this place, he was like, and then we're gonna go to Walmart. We're gonna look at the coffins, and it's gonna be great. During the attempted burglary, he set the baby down so that he could pull a knife on the homeowner.
Oh my god.
At least the baby was in a car seat. Thank you, Florida. You give us the best news. I posted a picture over the holiday break. We were driving to the Tasty Treat because, number one, it was still 80 degrees in Florida.
I was curious what the Tasty Treat is.
It's like a little ice cream place.
Okay.
So we go in, and we're turning in, and some dude with a motorcycle that had fashioned a sleigh and reindeer apparatus off the front of his motorcycle was just driving around.
Nice.
In Mount Dora, Florida, or wherever we were. And I took a picture of it thinking that people would be like, Florida, that's crazy. But instead, people were like, that's incredible. That's so sweet. And I want to say, do you realize this is a man with a motorcycle that he turned it? I don't want to get into it. Florida, baffling me since 1993.
Has it really been, or is that just a convenient date because it rhymes?
It's also the year that Jurassic Park came out, so that's my go-to.
Mm.
That's my go-to. And finally,
because they eat goats, right?
They eat goats.
In Jurassic Park.
Where's the goat?
They feed the goat to the T-Rex, right?
Where's the goat? Yeah. I'm quoting. I'm with you.
That's your goat, too.
Speaking of Florida, and finally, we'll take a look at traffic and try to do birthdays, even though we don't have our sweet Douglas. A 50-year-old in Florida was arrested for drug possession while wearing the most appropriate shirt for the occasion. At least he's consistent. According to his arrest report, the guy was in line at a Kmart when a deputy walked in. He saw the deputy and tried to hand a bag of green leafy stuff to the person behind him. That person declined to take the bag, probably because they saw the deputy. The deputy discovered it, and it had marijuana and methamphetamine in the bag. The man was wearing a t-shirt that read, "Who needs drugs? No, seriously, I have drugs."
That is amazing.
Classic. Classic Florida.
Probably should have just kept the bag in his pocket.
Let's see what's going on right now. We've got major road construction, Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard.
Arroyo.
Nailed it. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast.
That's right.
I got you, man. And finally, road construction, left lane closed at Lomas Boulevard West and Broadway Boulevard. That's your look at traffic, because now we're going to play the birthday music and pretend to know what we're doing with these birthdays. There it is. Let's see here. So I guess what we can do, I'll pick ones that I think you might know, and then you can kind of guess.
Okay.
Since Fair Douglas is not here.
All right.
And he's in our thoughts and our prayers right now, because he's got family sickness going on.
Yes.
So anyway, today is January 7th, 2015. It's the seventh day of 2015, in case you didn't discern that with your vast intellect. And there are 358 days remaining in this year. Do you know who Kenny Loggins is?
Nope.
Okay, well, how old is he?
52.
No, he's 67. Ugh. You were close, though. All right, this gal, she used to help host the Today Show, one of the most famous morning show hosts in history.
Is it Katie Couric?
It's Katie Couric. You got it. This is great.
I think Katie is 55.
58.
Oh.
Nice. All right. This person, is probably the greatest actor of all time. He has been, he's had to face off with people. He got stuck in The Rock. He flew in an airplane with a bunch of ex-cons, or current cons. He got left behind in The Rapture.
Okay, so it is Nicolas Cage.
It's Nicolas Cage! Today is Nicolas Cage's birthday!
Wow.
I remember when it was Nick Cage's birthday last year and we forgot.
Really?
And then we celebrated for the rest of the week.
Wow.
And it was great.
All right, Nick Cage, he's 62.
He's only 51.
Really?
I thought he was way older.
Almost a decade off.
It's because he's always stealing the Declaration of Independence.
That's what he's doing. Okay, this guy was on Saved by the Bell. And he went on in life to become crazy. He went into adult films. And he wrote a tell-all book talking about how everybody on the cast of Saved by the Bell was like getting high all the time, and they were all getting with each other.
I don't know any of the actors' names, okay. But is it Screech?
It's Screech. Dustin Diamond.
Did you see that he recently got arrested?
Yes. Gosh, over the holidays,
yeah.
Right? Ugh, Screech, you have ruined your life.
Screech is 40.
38. Very 38. Close. Good job. All right. You don't watch The Walking Dead.
Nope.
Okay. Okay. This guy was in the most recent Bourne movie, and he's also an Avenger.
Oh, that's the hawk guy with the bow and arrow.
Hawkeye.
Yep.
Yep. Hawk guy. Hawkeye. His name's Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner, that's
Jeremy
right.
Jeremy Renner. And, funny thing, Jarrett Petro, who comes in for Theology Thursday, grew up with Jeremy Renner.
Really?
And they went to high school together.
Did you know that Hawkeye is ambidextrous?
No.
And
did
in the movie,
know?
He actually switches back and forth from left and right-handed. I have some YouTube clips you need to watch.
All right.
They're called Do You Think You Know Movies.
Okay.
There's a Jurassic Park one, too.
I'll watch it. I bet I'll get some of them. I bet I'll get most of them.
I think so.
All right, cool. How old is Jeremy Renner?
37.
44.
Wow.
Now we're going to do a couple dates. This year, the first American commercial bank, Bank of North America, opened. When do you think it was?
Maybe I should do the dates,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you do that. Don't do the first one, because it's 1782. All right.
All right. Let me find my spot on the page here.
You do the dates. I just did the very first one. Pick good ones.
In the first U.S. presidential election,
okay,
Americans voted for electors who, a month later, chose George Washington to be the nation's first president.
What year?
What year?
1780.
1789.
Oh! Well, I was in the right decade. Sort of.
In what year did W.K. Dixon receive a patent for the motion picture film?
Ooh. 1879.
1894.
Oh, man. Okay.
The original distress signal, CQD, which was eventually replaced 2 years later by SOS, what year was CQD established?
Huh. I wonder what that's... I don't know. Okay, CQD. I was like, I wonder what that stood for, and then I was like, wait, what does SOS stand for? What does SOS stand for?
I don't know if it stands for anything.
SOS! Save our souls, right? Isn't that what it...
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Siri, what does SOS stand for?
Let me think about that. The answer is silicon on sapphire.
What?
What?
She's a scientist. She's forgotten the old ways. She's lost in her technology.
I don't believe
her. All right, I'm going to say CQD was 1897.
1904. It was close.
Close, but no cigar.
In this year, AT&T released a video telephone priced at $14.99. That's a $1.499.
Whoa. Okay. I'm going to say that had to be like video telephone. That expensive. 1986.
1992.
Really?
92.
Dang. That didn't really catch on, did it?
No, it didn't. Not until FaceTime, I guess. And this year, former White House intern Monica Lewinsky signed an affidavit denying she had an affair with President Bill Clinton.
1996.
98.
98.
And in this year, the impeachment trial of President Bill Clinton began.
1999.
Yes.
Yeah, I got one. I got one, Doug. I wish you were here, but you're not, Doug.
All right, this will be our last one.
This will be our last one.
And this year, a retired Arkansas nurse saved her brother's chicken boo-boo by administering mouth-to-mouth resuscitation after the fowl was found floating face down in the family's pond.
Amen.
She said she hadn't had any practice with CPR in years, but she was interested to see if, quote, she still had it. She says she breathed into its beak, and its dadgum eyes popped open.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. That is a quote.
2010.
2006.
Oh, my gosh. That happened like 9 years ago now. That's crazy.
That is an awful story.
Okay. So what, okay, usually Doug reads like what today is. Is that at the bottom there?
Yeah, let me look for that because it's kind of out of order.
Well, you know, sometimes you win them, sometimes you don't win them, sometimes you lose them. That's what I always say.
Okay, today is I'm not going to take it anymore day.
I'm not going to take it.
Argyle Day.
Okay.
Old Rock Day.
Old Rock. That's like Stever. Just kidding. I hope he didn't hear that.
And Tempura Day.
Tempura Day. Oh, man, that sounds really good. Well, good. We did it, and we missed Doug the whole time, but that's okay, because it's time for us to take a break, and we'll be back real soon with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Let's take a look, see at the roads. There's a stalled vehicle, I-25 south at Comanche Road. That's exit 227B. For your morning commute, it looks like Paseo is still moving along pretty well. Also, we've got long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Major road construction, Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard. And we have left lane closed, Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. If you see something out there that we missed, feel free to give us a call, 505-338-3700. Traffic brought to you this morning by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, here on the Calvary campus. You can call them, 505-338-3669.
How do you like the Paseo interchange?
Man, I like it.
I love it.
It's pretty nice.
It saves me so much time. And
it
now
really
that
does.
It's open,
yeah.
When I come to work at a normal time,
yes.
You know, at a reasonable time when other people are up.
Right.
There's, like, no traffic.
I literally cannot imagine what you're talking about, because I have no idea what that's like.
It just kind of glides along there. It's a fantastic thing.
Fantastic.
So, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I was hoping you knew what you wanted to talk about, my friend.
What do you want to talk about?
What are you thinking?
I don't know. What are you thinking?
What are you thinking? It's Wednesday. There's a lot of stuff going on in this grand world of ours.
You know, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, we were talking about the flu shot.
Yes.
And we've got a little blurb in here about crazy flu myths need to ignore.
Well,
I think it's probably kind of timely, seeing as it's like the dead of winter in most places.
Well, and it's the flu is like an epidemic right now across most of the country.
Boy, you know, the flu season is actually in full swing, and it is heaviest through January and February.
Yes.
That's when it's the strongest and most out there.
The flu!
Some people think that the flu season ends by January. Mm-hmm. They think that it's only in the fall and into December, but it's usually higher in January and February, says Loyola University Health System expert Jennifer Layden, MD.
Come on, Jennifer.
So, Jennifer says it's worse in January and February.
Oh.
Another myth, the flu shot isn't effective this year.
That's a myth.
Have you heard that one?
No.
So they say the flu shot isn't effective. The CDC says that they did tell doctors last month that this year's vaccine is not as effective as it could be.
Okay.
Because one of the strains they cover in the shot, which is influenza A H3N2, has already mutated.
Oh, good.
So they can't protect against it anymore.
Science.
It's mutated.
It's a mutant.
But they still say you should get the vaccine if you're one of those type of peoples.
Yeah.
Because it will lessen the effects of the various influenza strains on your system.
Okay. I got a map here. I'm probably not going to post it because I don't want people to start freaking out. But the flu is, as of December 27th, the flu is pretty widespread. New Mexico being one of the states that has a high level of reported cases of influenza. Mississippi's in there. Florida's in there. Like over the holidays, we were in both in Florida and Mississippi, and there were a lot of people like in both families that were sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back here, and a lot of people were sick. I heard Mitch was sick while I was gone. She kept getting sick.
Her baby was
baby
sick.
Baby was sick.
Baby was sick.
Same thing. Tons of people with the flu.
Yeah, another myth. It's not the flu unless you have an upset stomach and vomiting.
Oh, okay.
The fact is, generally, the flu does not cause vomiting or significant GI symptoms.
Oh.
Those symptoms are more commonly seen among kids and can occasionally happen in adults. However, it's the respiratory condition that is the flu.
Okay.
So one of the things that bugs me is...
It bugs you.
It bugs me.
It's a bug.
I didn't mean to make the pun.
You did it.
Is that so many people think that, like, anytime they get sick during the winter, it's the flu.
Yeah, like, automatically.
Right? It's automatically the flu.
Yeah.
But the flu is actually a strain of influenza, which is a respiratory disease, which is far more similar to, like, pneumonia than it is to, like, upset stomach or food poisoning.
Oh. See, I always thought, I'm one of those people that believe the whole thing about throwing up and all that. I thought that was it's definitely the flu. But
yeah, the actual flu is a respiratory issue.
Myth busted!
It's in your lungs and in your head and in your sinus.
Myth busted. Hey, we got a phone call. We should take it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Interesting.
Who could it be?
Hello,
caller.
Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the topic this morning is great. You make me never want to travel again.
You shouldn't travel.
You shouldn't, especially out of the country.
Yeah. We think it's
like,
important.
So, like, you make me not even want to contact people. Like,
you shouldn't.
Crazy.
Matt, would you tell the man which states are healthy?
Yeah.
So he can take our strains to them.
Yeah, let me tell you. Hang on. Let me refresh this thing. You're going to want to go to...
Let's see, that's Arizona.
You can, yeah.
California.
New York State. Oklahoma.
Oh, what's that one there? Is that Wyoming?
This is Wyoming.
Wyoming? Montana?
Yeah. Montana's great, man.
There's almost nothing in Alaska.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could go there safely.
There's never anything in Alaska. That's awesome. I should just... There.
Hey, but
they
for real,
have problems.
You should quit all contact with other people, and you should live in a cave. That's what we're trying to tell people. We don't want anybody to have any friends anymore. So I'm glad you're getting the message.
You guys are awesome, man. Have a great.
You too.
Bye.
Don't go outside. You got to remind people not to go outside.
It's a bad place to be.
It's a bad, especially when the flu is out there. We're here to tell you guys this morning, you don't want to get the flu.
You know, one of the reasons that like these bugs and colds and flus are all so prominent during the winter seasons?
Why?
Because everything's closed up.
It's true. Like your nose?
No, like your windows.
Oh.
All the windows are shut up.
So
there isn't airflow.
In there.
It incubates.
Ooh, like a strain.
You have people running the heat in stagnant areas, and it makes it,
And then you go to your apartment complex, and you're like, hey, I think that I should get my air filter changed out. I think it's been a while. And they're like, yeah, we'll put in an order for that. And then you come home after a few weeks of being gone, and they obviously have not done anything about it. And you're like, I could change this. If you wanted me to change this, I can totally change it.
I wouldn't change it. It's the principle.
It's the principle of the matter. I'm not changing it.
I am paying for you to change this.
Yeah. Yeah, man, come on. No, I was kind of disappointed, though, when I got home. I was like, man, I've been asking about this for a month.
That's a bummer.
I just don't want my apartment to burn down and the cats to die. That would be real sad. That, to me, would be sadder than the flu.
I changed the one in my house.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, here's my problem. They're totally easy to change. I've been changing the air filter since I was in the womb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's a
that
hard...
That womb filter?
That womb filter from the devil oven. But this, like, the air filter in my apartment is this giant... It's up on the ceiling, and it's got all these crazy... Like, I don't even know if I have the right kind of screwdriver to make it happen.
Well, the ones in my brother's apartment, which is, like, exactly the same apartment as yours...
Yes.
Those were just Phillips.
Okay, Phillips. I'll give him a call.
It's a Phillips screwdriver.
What's his last name? Screwdriver? That's an unfortunate last name. That's really unfortunate. Do you have his number? Is it 3? That's my favorite number. I would love to call him.
I don't even know how to respond to this.
You just, do you have his number? That's all you have to say. Do you have his number? Yes or no? It's a yes or no question. It's a yes or no question. Just tell me. Do you have his number? Is it 3? Yes or no? Daniel.
I am reading stories here.
Good luck. Good luck trying to read.
I'm doing something completely different.
I've been trying to read since I was in the womb again, and I'm still not good at it. So what? Chicken butt. Sometimes I talk to myself too much. Did you see how I just had a whole conversation with myself?
Mm-hmm.
Still happening. Quit reading and talk about the flu!
I don't have anything more to say about the flu.
Well, you know what we should do then?
Play music?
We should play a song. Guys, it's 7:30. We're going to come back with traffic, a little more nonsense, and then it'll be time for Comics Corner, which I can't wait to do Comics Corner today.
I'm excited for Comics Corner.
Because I'm going to get to see what it's like. That a feeling I haven't known since I was like in the womb, because I came out reading comics. Tons of womb talk today.
How'd you get the comics in the womb?
Email.
Email?
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty cool. It was an esophageal kind of thing.
Your mother ate ones and zeros?
My mom's a robot. We'll be right back.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static radio.
Hey-o! Let's see what's going on with the traffico. There's a stalled vehicle, I-25 South at Comanche Road, exit 227B. Looks like we have a bit of congestion on 25 South around the new Paseo intersection and 40 eastbound before you get to the big interchange. Also, there's long-term road construction San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. We've got major road construction on the west side, Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard. And we've got the left lane closed due to road construction, Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. That's your look at traffic right now. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road here on the Calvary campus. You can give them a call, 505-338-3700. They have an assortment of pastries, coffee treats, and even some lunch stuff.
There's also delicious breakfast burritos.
Yeah, the breakfast burritos, they're not bad at all.
They're remarkably good.
Yes, they are. Check it out. But that's your look at traffic.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I've got some fun stories here.
I'd love to hear them.
I think we should talk about them.
Let's do it. This is your intro music.
This is the music. I wanted to use Smooth Criminal, but
this is the next best thing.
Yeah, and I thought about using the song we have in here by The Police.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I saw the bed for CSI.
Okay.
But I felt that this really kind of fits.
This fits the mood?
This fits the mood.
Okay. What are your stories?
We're going to talk about dumb criminals.
Perfect. Then I know we've got stories for days.
Because I've just got this huge page here of dumb criminals.
And that's usually, we were talking about, that's usually every day we get almost a page of dumb criminal stories.
You know why? Because if you're like a smart criminal, you're either not a criminal.
Right.
Or you just don't get caught.
You don't get caught. That's exactly what's going on.
I think most of the people who could get away with crimes don't commit them because they're smart enough.
Ah, they get other dumb people to commit them for them. Maybe that's what's going on.
Or they, you know, get a job and just buy things.
I don't know, man. It seems easier to just go out and commit crimes.
This is so, like, this is our next hour of discussion.
This is so us, man.
This is so
us. Wait. Sorry.
So, you know how cops leave their cars running all the time?
Yes.
Well, in Des Moines, Iowa, police were dispatched to a home because of a civil dispute.
Okay.
Officer responding left his keys in the car with the squad car running out front. Because who's going to steal a squad car?
I don't know.
Well, some dumb 14-year-old kid who lived near the home did.
Beautiful.
Hopped in the car and drove away.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
A 14-year-old kid?
Yep. So, I mean, guess how they found him?
How?
Well, squad cars have GPS in them. They just fired up the beacon, went and found the car, kid with it.
I bet that kid was really disappointed.
The kid's an idiot.
Well, he's only 14. He's legitimately a kid.
Yes.
So at least he's got that on his side. Mm-hmm.
Although, I started driver's ed when I was 14.
Yeah. That's how I knew how to drive. He just didn't have common sense class. That's a class they got rid of in the late 90s.
Yep.
We all had to have it, but apparently not anymore.
Not anymore. Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
This dude's driving down the road. He's late for work, kind of hauling. Knocks out a cyclist. Just, like, creams the guy
okay.
with his car. And then tweets about it.
People really are dumb. Why would you tweet about something? We talked about it earlier. When you put something on the internet, it's there forever.
Yeah. So he runs the cyclist down and then tweets that he hit a cyclist and didn't stop because he was late for work. So the police came and got him.
They came and got him. Because you can still get arrested if you tweet or post a status about the crime you committed.
Consequentially, he was also fired.
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. If I was the employer of somebody like that and they did that, I'd be like, why did I employ this guy? That was a bad move.
He's clearly not quality people.
This really does blend in with our conversation during Comics Club.
I know.
This is funny.
It's great. Earlier, you were talking about the guy who got arrested for the I Have Drugs shirts.
Yes, Florida. Florida proud.
The best part is he's a 50-year-old guy.
Yep. He knew better.
50.
But did not know better. Somehow that escaped him.
You probably just shouldn't go to Kmart.
I don't even know how Kmart's still a thing. Honestly, there's a Kmart here.
There is.
In Albuquerque.
But there used to be like four of them, and now there's only one.
There were Kmarts everywhere. I used to go to the Kmart because they had a better toy selection than Walmart when I was a kid, and we didn't have a Toys R Us yet.
I was waiting for the when I was a kid.
Oh, no, it was a couple weeks ago. They closed it down.
I know you and Steve-O love to go get toys.
What are you talking about? Shut up,
man. We're all about Walgreens not long ago.
This is so us again, just fighting and... just nitpicking.
A shoplifting couple was recently arrested for stealing from a Walmart in Florida.
Amen.
Go Florida.
Go Florida!
However, they neglected to tell the authorities they left their three small children inside a locked car in the parking lot.
Oh my gosh.
The children ranging from ages 2 to 7 were locked in the car for several hours, but were not injured.
I'm glad it wasn't crazy hot outside.
I know, right?
Good grief.
I'm surprised they weren't injured, because, man, as soon as my three kids are in the backseat, they just start fighting.
They're just punching each other?
Emily rips chunks of hair out of Soraya's head and eats it.
Eats it?
Eats it.
That kid, have you ever seen The Omen?
No, but I'm thinking we might need to do an exorcism.
I'm thinking you might be living The Omen.
She is.
You don't have to watch it.
She is something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've met Emily. I've interacted with that little
she's,
girl.
She's like, she's amazingly precious, so cute, and just like equal parts evil and good.
I always feel so bad for Jaden. We have Connect group, and our families all hang out, and I just feel like Jaden is her punching bag.
He like, just follows her around and does what she does.
Oh, poor kid. Anyway, got more criminals? We got more?
And it's actually funny because you don't need to discipline Jaden. If you discipline Emily, Jaden snaps right into line.
Really?
Yep.
That's funny.
A Chicago man might think twice the next time he goes to a police station to report something as stolen.
Okay.
On Friday night, Adam Wisniewski...
Wisniewski!
...wrote it. What do you think his nickname was?
Wizard. Or Wizard. Maybe he was really smart. Wizard Wisniewski.
Fun fact. When I moved to Idaho, which is like super, super hyper-conservative and very LDS overrun.
Right.
In fourth grade, I was playing a game of Scrabble.
Okay.
I spelled Wiz. I got in-school suspension.
What? For spelling Wiz?
Yep. I was like, W-I-Z, like a math whiz.
Yeah.
Or short for a wizard. Yeah.
Is there an H in there?
Yeah. Okay. Quiz.
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 Why? Why didn't they let you win?
So yeah, got in-school suspension.
Man, that's extreme.
Yeah, it was.
It's like, no, you can't say whiz. I didn't say it. You can't spell it either.
Anyway, Adam the Wiz Wisniewski rode his bike to a police station to report that his iPhone was stolen.
Good.
He didn't have his bike lock with him, but he figured, hey, it's a police station.
Stolen bike.
He actually left the bike inside the station.
And it still got stolen?
And it got stolen.
Man.
So while he's filling out this police report about his stolen iPhone, his bike gets stolen out of the police station. Luckily, he didn't have to go far to file another police report.
Can you imagine going in to file a police report and then turning around and your mode of transportation is gone and you're like, I need to file another police report, please. It happened here!
Can I just... Do I have to get a new number, or can I just take cutsies back in line?
Yeah, can you just give me that form back? I got something else to add. Did they find it?
It doesn't say. Probably not.
Was that in Florida?
You know what would be funny, I think, is if you went around and started taking the wheels off bikes and left them on cinder blocks.
Oh my gosh. I've seen people do that to cars.
Right. It would be funny with a bike because nobody wants a bike wheel.
I collect bike wheels.
It's just kind of like a mean crime to commit.
That is mean. And then you can stand over in the shadows, watch, and then when they come out and they get mad, you can go, ah!
Gotcha!
But then they get mad at you and they beat you up.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got one more story.
Okay.
Kind of in the vein of what we've been talking about all week. All
right.
A man in Glasgow, Scotland, was on a train traveling from London to Glasgow, and he realized there was no toilet paper left.
Did somebody steal it?
He tweeted, I've just had a reasonably large poop, and there is no toilet roll left on the At Virgin Trains 1930 from Euston to Glasgow. Please send help.
Still waiting on the criminal angle. Go ahead.
He thought the tweet would do nothing more than make people laugh, but he quickly received a reply from an employee monitoring the Twitter's accounts. After identifying the train car he was on, the train company quickly had a roll of toilet paper sent to the bathroom.
So what just happened was you told me you were going to tell criminal stories, and it's currently 7:57 a.m., and you just told a poop story. Even though we agreed earlier this week we weren't going to do any more poop stories.
You agreed, Matt.
No, you agreed. We both agreed. That was an agreement.
And it was a bad decision.
No. What's criminal is that you are doing this to me.
What's criminal is that they ran out of toilet paper on the train.
We made it 2 hours today. That's it. 2 hours.
I'm just glad he tweeted instead of, like, using his tie.
Okay. No, it's getting worse.
And, like, you can't just use a paper towel now because they just have those hand-drying things.
Daniel.
Even, like, the really powerful Dyson ones wouldn't work.
Okay. You've made your point. You've made your point. You told a poop story.
Let's do Comics Corner.
No, we're going to go to these messages, and then we'll come back and do Comics Corner.
Okay.
Good grief.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Ayo, let's take a look at traffic. If you are southbound on 25 around the Paseo intersection, you're probably going a little slower than you anticipated. Traffic down to about 20 miles an hour. So if you have to pick an alternative route, I would suggest it. Also, we have a stalled vehicle, I-25 south at Comanche Road. That's exit 227B. There's major road construction in a few places all around the Albuquerque area, one being Unser Boulevard at Black Arroyo Boulevard. We've got San Mateo Boulevard, San Diego Avenue, Northeast, long-term road construction, and the left lane is closed due to construction, Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. That's your look at traffic right now. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. You can give them a call and ask for Anastasia because she's the best, 505-338-3669.
And if you request it, she will not put boogers in your coffee.
That's true, but you might want to request it because you got to watch that one, which is terrifying for a coffee enthusiast.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's not like sugar.
Nope.
But we did learn that sugar can kill you.
So, Matt, it's like 8:15.
You know what that means. Wait, do you know what that means?
Do
means
I? What?
It's time for Comics Corner.
Comics Corner?
Oh, yeah.
Nerds!
This.
To the Idiot Mobile!
Hey, it's Comics Corner. Yeah, you got it.
You got it. You're doing it. You're doing it, Peter. You're doing it. proud of you. Yeah. So we just let this play out.
All right.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Man, you did good.
I was hoping it would work out.
All right. Comics Corner is brought to you every week by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast here in Albuquerque. You can go to their website, www.astrozombies.com. Voted Albuquerque's number one comic shop for a long, long time.
That's awesome.
And they help us out every week. Sometimes our boy Max comes in, and by sometimes I mean he used to a long time ago and hasn't in a long time.
Yeah, I think I've only met him once.
And he's a good dude. So, this week, it's all Marvel. Mainly because Steve-O's the only one of us that really gets DC comics, and he's not here.
The only one of us. There's only two of you.
Yes.
I don't really count.
You don't count.
But even today, week, no, I didn't get my own.
But you count.
But I count this week.
You do count. Because my boy here, he's never really been into comics. Maybe read
I've never actually read a comic book until yesterday.
Until yesterday. And he read two. And they're both number one issues.
They are both number one issues.
I feel like was a good thing because, you know, you got to start somewhere. And the best place to start.
Even being number one issues, though, they still had so much background leading into them.
Ah, yes.
Like, because I read Ant-Man 1.
Uh-huh.
And is that just called S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Yeah. And S.H.I.E.L.D. 1. And Ant-Man did a decent job of, like, backfilling some of the plot.
Okay.
You know, some of the history of Ant-Man.
Yeah.
S.H.I.E.L.D., it just kind of felt like it started out of nowhere. And there was, like, this huge... felt like there was all this stuff I should have known. All
right.
That, like, if I was watching the show, maybe I would have known.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't started S.H.I.E.L.D. yet.
Okay, so check it out. Two new number ones. One came out last week, but I was gone, and Steve-O was gone, so we didn't get it, so I got it this week. That was S.H.I.E.L.D. number one, and then Ant-Man number one this week. Let's talk about those first, since those are the ones.
Since I actually have something to say there.
Those are the ones we both read.
We did both read them.
Yeah,
okay,
we'll both talk about it.
Let's start with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Let's start with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because I like pulling off the Band-Aid.
Let's do it.
I did not like S.H.I.E.L.D.
Tell me why.
Okay, so for starters, it felt like the reader should just know a lot of stuff. It felt like it was really assuming getting going.
Yeah.
And for the first couple pages, I wasn't sure if I was actually even reading the story. Because it starts out with Phil Coulson. Is that
Coulson,
his name?
Coulson. Yeah.
Starts out with Phil Coulson.
Coulson. You got it.
Phil Coulson's background. It starts out with him as a kid, and then, like, it kind of goes through his life in maybe decade intervals.
Yeah.
You know? And there was really no explanation for it. So I'm, like, reading it going, okay, what... Should I be knowing something here?
Right.
And then, like, the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. come and get him, and then the next thing you know, he's, like, the director of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then they're just out on a mission.
Okay.
And so there was, like, no background, no build-up or anything like that. It was just like, okay, here's this guy, and now this guy's in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D., and now S.H.I.E.L.D.'s out on a mission. And then there was really, like, no explanation why they were going on the mission or why it was important. And then all of a sudden, you just have, like, name dropping.
Yeah.
It's like superhero after superhero after superhero. There's entire pages where it's just, like, this huge battle, and there's, like, 10 superheroes' names on it.
And it's just like, dee, 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 dee,
dee. And I'm like, who's Hyperion?
Yeah.
And what does he do?
I'm still confused as to who Hyperion
is. He's just out there punching some, like, demon thing.
Yeah.
So that kind of bugged me. And then, like, you keep reading, and you get into, like, the big epic battle at the end, and it was just really underwhelming.
Yeah. Okay, and this is what I thought, too. S.H.I.E.L.D. is definitely it's written by Mark Waid. He's one of the best writers in comics, in my opinion. He also writes Daredevil. A new issue of Daredevil came out last week, and it's great. But as far as S.H.I.E.L.D. goes, I think you're exactly right. You have to know so much. There is a lot of background that is assumed.
It's just assumed. You know.
And it says on the cover this is inspired by the TV series. So in the series, Coulson is the director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Now, is Coulson the guy that was in the movies?
Yes.
Okay, see, and I kept thinking that was him.
Yes.
I know him as Richard.
Oh, from...
From New Christine.
Okay.
Because when I worked in TV, I had to broadcast that show.
Yeah.
So I had to watch it.
Yeah.
And I loved his role on that show. So I think it's hilarious. I do this thing where when I see like actors who are kind of similar through different series, I tend to wind them together.
Yeah.
So I imagine like Christine divorced him and then he went and got a job at S.H.I.E.L.D. And like that's what he's doing when he's not on screen. He's off saving the universe.
Perfect. Okay. And in the comic, you totally do. And what it, the purpose of this comic is, it's bringing in Fitz and Simmons and Agent May. And, of course, Coulson, he's playing a bigger role in the actual Marvel comic universe, because really up until this point, most of these characters have not been in the Marvel universe. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of this comic is to kind of ground the TV show within the Marvel Comics universe.
Mm-hmm.
So there totally is a lot of, you need to know a lot coming into this comic, because it does jump. The cool thing about it that I liked is you do see Coulson's background, how he was a kid. And you see kind of in the Avengers, we saw how he was a huge Captain America fan,
right,
in the movie. You remember he had his trading cards, and he said, I've got the full set. You know, and then
right,
he designed Captain America's cheesy-looking costume in the movie. and thankfully, they've moved away from that costume. I mean, it was cool for what it was. But anyway, you see how when he was a kid, he was obsessed with these characters, and it does jump. It jumps decades.
Yeah.
It's decades, because you start off with the original Human Torch. You probably had no idea there's two Human Torches.
Yeah, no
right,
idea.
And it's like back in World War II time, so it's like original Human Torch and Submariner and Captain America, and we see how he's kind of like learning as much as he can. And then it goes to where he's a teenager and he's still learning. He's trying to figure out how the Hulk has more power. Like when he gets angry, does he get
right,
more power? And he's got a list of Iron Man's like attributes, like of the suit and everything.
And then it jumps into like his college age,
right?
And he appears to be like sitting at a bar just nerding out over his notes.
Yes,
and everyone's like, hey man, let's go do something fun. He's like, I must know more.
I'm learning everything. And then he goes to where he's kind of just an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, come on, Coulson. And he's like, okay. But all this knowledge is coming into play. And then it jumps to the battle.
No, he gets held hostage.
That's what I'm thinking of. He gets held hostage, and then they're like, he just kept rattling off all these X-Men names. Are those his favorite ones?
They're like
ones?
His favorite X-Men.
Yeah.
No, that's all the
X-Men. That's all of them, in order from when they joined the team. So you see how big of a superhero nerd Coulson is.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the issue, it uses that to establish why he's so effective in S.H.I.E.L.D. Because he knows so much about every hero and everything about them. He's identifying people. But I agree.
Then if you look at, like... Well, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, coming into it without having read Marvel.
Right.
That's tough, man, because it is. It's exactly like you said. It's like you turn the page and there's 10 superheroes on the page and it's got their name beside each of them. No explanation whatsoever.
Yeah.
You just see Coulson. And of course, they're not the focus of the book. That's why it's like that.
Right.
They're focusing on Coulson, but he's spouting off all these facts about him. And I could see coming in like as a new reader, that's totally confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is happening? Who are all these people?
Well, and then if you look at like the big fight at the end, or even when he has people deployed in like the different cities trying to stop this global invasion,
mm-hmm,
it doesn't, there's like no explanation for why he picked that person. Like,
that's
you're
true,
just supposed to believe that because he knows all these people, he picked the right people for the job. But then the big win at the end is a distract and punch the guy in the chest.
Totally.
You know, so it's like, well, you didn't need to know anything about the superheroes to distract the guy and jump him.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
That's like Street Thug 101.
That's true. It's totally true. So if you're into the TV show, I would say you might want to pick this up. And it might be a good intro into comics if you're into the TV show.
So... You know, I was hoping, and this happened with Ant-Man, I've been wanting to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because I love the movies. I've always been kind of a superhero nerd, but I've never been into the comic books.
Right.
So it's like, I watched the X-Men show as a kid. I watched Spider-Man as a kid.
Yeah.
So I was hoping, wanting to watch S.H.I.E.L.D., that this would like really kind of light the fire for me to go for it. And it didn't.
Not so
much. It didn't make me want to watch S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right. The freedom of the comic is that they can actually use the heroes.
Right.
The limitation of the TV show is that they can't afford to use the heroes.
You know, right,
they
right,
don't even have all of them. I mean, you've got tons of... Like, the fact that he mentions X-Men in the mm-hmm, comic You know, they could never do that on the TV show because 20th Century Fox owns the rights to the X-Men. And ABC, Marvel, Disney can't touch them.
Right.
And which is why they're busting out these things called Inhumans. And they're but anyway, that's a totally different thing. But so yeah, Shield number one, I think it's a decent comic. If you like the show, then you might like the comic book. But just like Daniel said, if you're brand new to comic books, this is probably not the one to pick up.
I mean, I think it was, there wasn't much language in it. And there was no sexual content. Yeah, I think it was a pretty friendly read.
Oh yeah,
albeit kind of
convoluted.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
There's a lot. There's just a lot of background, and it's nothing that you couldn't just Wikipedia if you're like, well, who is that? You know, you could totally
right. And like I was searching last night for the Beetle because I'd never heard of the Beetle.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like there's. Marvel has like these huge rundowns on like everything you could ever want to know about any of these characters.
Right.
Which surprised me. Like it's like the entire universe surrounding the Beetle. I mean, you don't get details like this on real people, no matter how famous they are.
It's true. And speaking of the Beetle, let's jump to Ant-Man number one. Now I'm going to say right now, especially with the trailer releasing for the movie last night during Agent Carter, which I haven't gotten to watch yet because I don't have cable, but I'm stoked because everybody that did watch it was like, dude, it was really good. So I'm excited about that. But there was a trailer for Ant-Man that premiered, and with that, this week, today, Ant-Man number one. Now, how did you feel about Ant-Man?
I read Ant-Man before I read S.H.I.E.L.D., and Ant-Man really got my hopes up for S.H.I.E.L.D., because Ant-Man was good.
Ant-Man is good. It's written by Nick Spencer, and, I can't remember his name that does the art, his first name. But the art is, the good thing about it is, it's very well written, and the art is easy to follow.
Yes.
And that helps with the flow of the story.
Definitely. I didn't have, having never read a comic book, I didn't have any trouble picking it up and reading it from cover to cover.
Right.
It was easy to read. It was legible. The artwork is fitting.
Yes. It fits the mood really well.
It fits the mood.
Because it's a sarcastic comic book.
It is sarcastic, and I like that, and I'm a sarcastic guy.
Yeah.
And I felt right off the bat, the narrating reminded me of the Spider-Man I grew up with.
Yes.
And it didn't feel like a ripoff. Mm-hmm. It just felt familiar.
Yeah.
And I really liked that.
That's cool.
I thought the story was awesome.
Yeah.
I've never known anything about Ant-Man. I didn't know Ant-Man existed until Steve-O talked about it one day. And then I'm like, oh, okay, so he's a superhero who can get small?
He shrinks?
He shrinks?
That's good.
That's not...
Right.
That's not cool. And the thing I liked about this comic book is it starts out, and he's like, hey, I'm Scott Lang. I'm like the second Ant-Man, and Ant-Man is pretty much the worst superhero ever.
This comic does a really good job of establishing the character of Scott Lang as Ant-Man, because there have been a few Ant-Men. The first one being Hank Pym, who was an Avenger, and he was Ant-Man, and he was Giant Man. He invents these things called Pym Particles, and you're going to learn more about this in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Douglas plays Hank Pym. Difference in the movies and the comics is that Hank Pym is the same age as everybody else. In the movie universe, he's quite a bit older.
Okay.
He's kind of like a throwback hero from the 60s or something. But I think we're going to get all that background. I posted the trailer to our Facebook if anybody wants to check it out. You can go to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. First full look at Ant-Man. But anyway, this really establishes Scott Lang because, like you said, he is the second Ant-Man or the third or something. And it's cool because the comic even addresses it like that. It's like, there's a lot of story here and we don't really know. But this is the Ant-Man you're going to meet in the movie. His name's Scott Lang. He's a former criminal. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of goes, it starts out with him, and he's like, I'm Ant-Man. Ant-Man is the worst superhero, because all I can do is get small.
Yeah.
Oh, and I used to be a criminal, and I'm breaking into Tony Stark's place.
Right.
Oh, but let me give you the background first.
Yeah.
And so it like gets a couple pages in, and then it jumps back and gives you the background on Scott Lang.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that they didn't really go too far into like the Ant-Man history.
Yeah.
It's basically like it's Scott Lang's history.
That's cool. It's
about Scott Lang. It's not so much about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And so he's a criminal. He made a bunch of bad decisions. He was stealing stuff. He got caught and put in jail. He runs into the original Ant-Man, who gives him the Ant-Man suit, and that's why he's Ant-Man now.
Right.
Like, that's really it.
Yeah, and you really see his motivation and the cool, I would say, like, moral aspect of Scott Lang. He's a criminal. He's trying really hard to reform, but he's doing all this stuff for his daughter. He's
right.
trying to be a really good
so
dad.
So when he went to prison,
yeah.
he got divorced. His wife left him because he went to prison for being a criminal.
Right.
And even when he's talking about being a criminal, it's like, I needed things and I didn't have a way to get them, so I stole them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was good at stealing. And it's like, I needed to take care of my wife, and so I stole to take care of her.
Yeah.
And then, ironically, I went to prison, and she left me.
And that's how it goes for dumb criminals.
Duh.
But it's kind of like a super lighthearted version of Breaking Bad, where he, you know, initially he starts off, he's doing that for his family, and then it just dovetails and downward spiral, and it's crazy by the end. But in this, you really see how this guy is really just trying to provide for his daughter, and you see the tension between he and his ex-wife. But you see that his daughter is his priority throughout, and then especially at the end of the comic, which
we won't reveal.
And of course, not condoning criminal action.
No.
But at the heart of this, you see a guy that's really trying to be a hero, not to save the world, but really for his daughter. He's trying to be a good father.
Yeah, and one of the things that I liked about the book was the focus, not only the focus on Scott Lang, mm-hmm. but the focus on his family and his making his daughter his priority.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the trailer, it talks about the narrator's like, you're not doing this for yourself. You're not doing it for the world. You're doing it for your family's future.
Yeah.
And I don't think it is even that wide of a scope.
Right.
Like, I think it is for his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing it for his daughter.
Yeah.
And I just thought that the ending of this comic was beautiful.
It is.
I really was surprised by it because it's like, this whole comic was not about, like, a superhero saving the world. Mm-hmm. It was about a broken guy who is a superhero trying to be there for his daughter.
That's really cool.
It is really
cool. You got that out of a comic book, and it's the first time you've read one.
It was obvious, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even have to dig for it, and
I like
it
that.
Really surprised me.
That's cool. So, Ant-Man number one, you give it a good rating?
I definitely do.
See, that's cool. And it's a good time to get involved if you're looking to jump into a comic. I really recommend this one. There's not a lot of crazy stuff.
No.
There's a little bit of innuendo here and there used for comedy purposes.
Yeah.
It's mainly based on Tony Stark. And it's cool that the Beetle, I'll tell you, the cool thing about the Beetle being in this is that Nick Spencer, the writer, just did a series called Superior Foes of Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
which was one of Stebo's favorite comics, and it just got canceled. And the Beetle was in that comic, and now here she is in it. He's going to love this.
Mm.
He's going to read it and be like, oh!
So I would say if you are thinking about maybe trying out comics or something, try Ant-Man number one. It's absolutely solid. It's a good read. It wasn't a real long read, but it wasn't short.
Right.
It probably took me twice as long to get through it versus S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's got a really good story. It's enjoyable. It's easy to read. And with the movie coming out, like, you can really kind of get a jump on things. After I read this and saw the trailer,
yeah,
I'm stoked for the trailer.
Yeah, you get it. You get it a lot
I
more.
I get it.
This is why comic nerds go nuts when these movies comes out.
I'm excited for it, and I think that Paul Rudd is the perfect cast.
Yeah, he's good.
When I saw Paul Rudd, I was like, Paul Rudd? What? That's perfect.
Yeah. So it's going to be cool. Totally recommend Ant-Man number one. All right, now, those are the two you read. I read a couple more. Also this week, Wolverine's number one. Recently, Steve-O and I covered The Death of Wolverine, which was apparently one of the biggest Marvel stories in recent memory. I thought it kind of sucked, to be honest, but I don't care about Wolverine. I don't care about X-Men, but I wanted to break out of my little comfort zone or whatever. And honestly, I still don't care about him. I read this issue and it was like, I don't care who's going to take up the mantle of Wolverine. But I will say this, if you do like Wolverine a lot, it's a good read. It's written by Charles Soule, who's an incredible writer, and a lot of Wolverine mythos packed into this.
You know, I was surprised to see the attention that Wolverine has got in the last 10 years.
Yeah, dude.
Because as a kid watching the X-Men show, you know, the one with Professor X floating around in his little yellow chair.
Yeah.
I always dug Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, like, dug Magneto. I've always, for some reason, been drawn to the bad guys on cartoons. So I always liked Wolverine because he's like right on the edge of good and bad.
Yeah, he is.
You know, and I was like the only person I knew who did. Everybody else was like fans of Cyclops, you know, because he was the good guy. He was like the shining star. And then there was like Wolverine, who's the screw up. Yeah. I always dug Wolverine and nobody else I knew did. And then the movies come out and it's like all Wolverine all the time.
Mm-hmm. He's really popular within the comics community. And I think that's why they're doing this. Again, it's Wolverine's number one. And it's the story of who's going to kind of take up his mantle. So we have characters here. It's like Lady Deathstrike. This guy's name is Dakin or something. Dakin. Sabretooth and somebody else, and I don't even know. I'm kind of at a loss for this because I don't know who these people are. I mean, I don't know their background.
Do they have like the adamantium claws? And
some of them do. A couple. Yeah, I guess they all have adamantium. That's kind of why they're in the mix for it. But it's got Mr. Sinister in it, who was a character on the TV show. Mm-hmm. He was the guy. You'd recognize him if you saw him, but. And so I don't really know what's going on. If you're an X-Men fan, especially Wolverine, then you might want to pick up Wolverine's number one. Again, the writer is really, really good. And I think he just got exclusively picked up by Marvel. So they treasure him, I mm-hmm. guess. They brought him over from DC. The one comic book he was writing, or one of the main ones he was writing at DC, was Swamp Thing, which had a new issue come out this week, which Steve-O would have gotten and he would have loved, I'm sure. But that's running out. Like, they're canceling Swamp Thing.
Right, because they lost their writer.
Because they lost their writer. And his run on Swamp Thing apparently has been incredible. And so Steve-O might like this. You mm-hmm. know, but he understands. He's been in X-Men lore for a long time.
Right.
I don't like X-Men. Like, the other day I went to pick up my comics when I got home because I had some left over from the weeks that I was gone. And one of the guys working at Astros, who I don't really know, I mainly encounter like three or four of the guys when I go get comics. But this guy was a weekend dude, and I never go in on the weekend. So I go in, and he's like, he's looking at the comics I have, and then he says, you know, you might want to try this. And it was some Image comic. Image is a smaller publisher. But he says, you might want to try this. It's kind of like, it's a cool story focus and blah, blah, blah. And he's explaining it to me, and he says, it's kind of like a dark X-Men. It might be right up your alley. And then I'm just like, okay, cool. But in my head, I'm thinking, man, you don't know me one bit. I hate X-Men.
You don't know where my alley is.
You just turned me off to this thing, and you have no idea. So essentially, I was like, oh, I might check it out. And I just left it sitting there. I didn't even look at it, you know. But anyway, that's all.
He's whatever. Listening now, and he's like, that guy's a jerk.
Dang it! That's what he's saying. Max, I told Max that story. Max was like, oh, good, he's using my description. I think he was happy because he had somebody trying to suggestive sell a new comic.
Right.
But anyway, okay, so this week for me was huge because you got Amazing Spider-Man number 12 and Spider-Man 2099 number 7, and this is continuing the big Spider-Verse crossover. And it's awesome, and something happens at the end of Amazing Spider-Man number 12 that's probably going to make a lot of people upset or excited. And Marvel has a big way of doing that with Spider-Man. A character comes back from Spider-Man's mythos, and it's like, what? And I don't know if it's an alternate dimension version, because we've got a lot of dimension hopping in this series, and it's kind of nuts. So I'm interested to see what happens, but it was really cool, and I'm excited about it. Both of these issues are great. If you're tracking, you need to read Amazing Spider-Man 12 first, and then read Spider-Man 2099. But in the back of Amazing Spider-Man 12, it's got like a list, so you know which order to go into.
Okay.
The coolest thing about this crossover, they have these huge crossovers, and Marvel's notorious for it. Like, every week, some comic comes out and is like, this will change the Marvel Universe as we know it. And then the next week, it's like, this will change the Marvel Universe as we know it. The biggest crossover of the year, every day.
Right.
You know? The cool thing about this one is, all of the crossovers legitimately make sense. And that's good. That means the writing team did a really good job of keeping up with each other.
Right.
Because a lot of times, things just come out of nowhere, and the context gets lost because of, like, production delay or whatever.
You know, it's funny, as, like, growing up and seeing the various superhero stuff, I didn't ever realize that they crossed over. Oh. Like, I was unaware of the Avengers and the Justice League, and isn't there another one?
There's a ton of them.
I didn't know those crossovers happened. And then we were just watching a So You Think You Know the Avengers clip on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how they had got the rights and were going to place Oscorp Tower and the skyline on the Avengers movie.
Right.
But it ended up going into production before they could do it.
Yeah.
I thought that was fascinating because I'd never, I'm unaware of these things. Yeah. I didn't know that they crossed over like that.
And it also shows that Marvel Disney has a better relationship with Sony than they do with X-Men 20th Century Fox.
Right.
And Fantastic Four, which is really a bummer, especially for Fantastic Four, because Fantastic Four is like Marvel's first family.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say this. If Marvel Disney had Fantastic Four, if they had those rights, we wouldn't have gotten a Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Right.
Which would have been a huge bummer.
And I'm looking forward to the Guardians of the next Guardians of the Galaxy. And on the back of one of these comic books...
Yeah, there's a new series.
I saw... It wasn't... Was it this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking of.
Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers team up.
Yeah, there's a new series called Guardians of the Galaxy. I think it's team up.
And that's Storm.
Yeah, she's see, in the comics they have so much freedom. You've got so many
people
everywhere. In the Avengers. You got Spider-Man in there, you got Inhumans in there, that's Medusa. Ghost Rider is in there. I don't even know what he's doing.
Is that Swamp Thing?
No, Swamp Thing, that's Man Thing. That's Marvel's version of Swamp Thing. They have a version. It's funny. DC and Marvel, they always copy each other. Constantly. But anyway, Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man number 12 and Spider-Man 2099 number 7. Totally recommend them. You really get to see Peter's journey as he's trying to help out with all these other Spider-Men from all different dimensions. And it's pretty cool. But really, I think my favorite comic of the week was Ant-Man number 1.
Yeah.
It was really good. I love Nick Spencer. That dude's a good writer. He's funny.
Yeah.
And he can tell a story really well.
Definitely.
And I loved it. And again, tons of releases that we didn't cover this week. You got Action Comics number 38 from DC, Batman Eternal number 40, Detective Comics number 38. You got a new Green Arrow, Swamp Thing came out, the new 52 Futures End stuff is still going on. Let's see, IDW, there's a new Ninja Turtles... no, not a new Ninja Turtles, but there is a new My Little Pony Friends Forever, so if you're into that, the newest issue came out.
You know, I follow My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and My Little Pony Equestria Girls.
Really?
Yeah, I have two daughters.
That's terrifying to me. Everything that you just said. Also released this week, Miracle Man number 14, but an issue came out while I was on vacation and I'm not caught up. So I haven't read that, but you guys know that's one of my favorite series that I can't even really talk about because it's got a parental advisory on it.
Mm.
But it's a great story. Tons of great comics this week. And we want to, again, thank Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast here in Albuquerque for helping us out with Comics Corner.
Now, in a similar vein...
Okay.
I noticed something as I was reading through our show prep this morning. The People's Choice Awards are coming up.
Yes, they are.
And there's five movies that have been nominated for Top Movie of 2014. They are X-Men Days of Future Past, mm-hmm. Maleficent, Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain America Winter Soldier, and 22 Jump Street.
Wow.
So it really surprised me that out of those five, three of them... our superhero movies from the year.
It's a culture thing.
It
right?
is.
We talk about comics. I think comics themselves are very niche, but then when you start talking about the movies, people really get into it.
Well, and I think that they've made the movies good.
Yeah.
You know, they did a good job with the movies, and that way people who aren't necessarily comic book people are getting into it.
Yeah, which is great.
You know, because I think of the original Fantastic Four movie.
Oh.
That was lame.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Steve-O liked it. I didn't like it.
It was awful. I watched I don't know if it was the original, but I watched a Captain America movie growing up in like the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Be on like UPN on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, dude. I remember that movie.
And it's like, man, these new movies are just really good.
They're good.
They are really good. They're top-notch productions, and that's why they're so successful.
Mm-hmm. It's like you take Captain America. It was kind of a political thriller movie wrapped up in superhero clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why it was so effective, so good. That was I love that movie.
Yeah.
But then probably my favorite from last year, Guardians.
Definitely.
Space epic. It was hilarious.
I'm all about Guardians.
Nobody
Chris
saw
Pratt
that coming.
Killed that movie.
He really did. And then Chris on Facebook says he thinks he's excited about Ant-Man, but he's not sure. But he was wrong about the raccoon in Guardians, so whatever.
Yeah,
and that's true.
I thought Guardians looked stupid.
It really
I honestly did. And you guys were like, no, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then we got to go see the screening. And I think that's the first movie I have seen in the theater multiple times since the original Anchorman.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
That is how much I like that movie.
Don loves that movie. We've already watched it like four times since it came out on DVD.
I've watched it twice since it came out. I pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
The second time, though, I fell asleep. Oh. I slept through it. I was sick.
The cool thing about it is they found a way to make these ridiculous characters relatable.
Yes.
Like you were saying, they've done a really good job of making the stories make sense, which that's why I'm so stoked about the Ant-Man comic, because the comic is such a good... It's a good, like, story, then you can relate to the character. That just gives me high hopes for the movie, mm-hmm. because now Marvel is admittedly trying to tie the comic universe into the movie universe more so that hopefully they'll get more profit from the comics. So they want people to know they can go see the movie, and then they can immediately go read the comic and understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like Ant-Man did a really good job of that.
Really? Definitely.
Because we read the comic, and then we watch the trailer, and you're tracking the whole mm-hmm. time. You're like, yeah, that's the same character I just read, which is great. And I'm excited.
And, like, honestly, there's still people who are going to be like, Ant-Man sounds lame.
Yeah.
He shrinks down and plays with ants. And I agree. And ironically, so does Ant-Man. And that's one of the things that makes it awesome.
It's true.
And I think that's one of the ways that it's going to be so successful is because it's honestly not about Ant-Man.
Yeah. It's about a dude.
It's about Scott Lang.
Yeah. It's about a broken dude trying to help out his, like, just trying to love his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. That's why we recommend Ant-Man number one here on Comics Quarter this week. And like we said earlier, way earlier, you had Gotham that premiered Monday night. Agent Carter came on last night, and then next week you got Flash coming back, Arrow coming back, tons of entertainment stuff. It's going to be a big, big year for comic book movies.
I've gotten really far behind on the shows.
Really?
I'm still at the end of season one of Arrow. Oh. I haven't started Flash. I haven't started Gotham. I don't even know what Agent Carter is.
Agent Carter.
And I haven't started S.H.I.E.L.D.
Did you see the first Captain America movie?
Yeah, I know who she is.
Okay.
I mean, is it its own show?
It's based right after Captain America crashed. So it's based back in like the 40s, 50s.
All right.
And she's kind of running S.H.I.E.L.D. It's got Howard Stark, Tony Stark's father, mm-hmm. is in the show. And it's them establishing S.H.I.E.L.D. as like the SSR or whatever, the original S.H.I.E.L.D. organization. And how she's kind of combating the old sexist ideas that were floating around then,
mm-hmm.
because she is like a strong woman that can get things done, but she's in a society of people that are only looking to men to get things done.
Right.
And so apparently it's really, really great. Hayley Atwell plays Peggy Carter just like she did in the movies,
mm-hmm.
and she's killing it.
Good.
So I can't wait to watch it. I had a few friends texting me last night going, dude, Agent Carter is good. So I'm excited.
Do you ever watch How It Should Have Ended on YouTube?
No, because I always know I'm going to get like disappointed.
Oh,
if I
no,
watch
they're hilarious.
Ugh.
They're hilarious. And they've moved on to this new thing where at the end of superhero movies, there's the superhero cafe.
Yes, and, like, I have seen some of those.
And they all hang out and talk about stuff, and Batman and Superman always make fun of Captain America. It's really funny. And now they have the villain pub.
The villain pub.
Where all the villains sit down at a pub and talk about how horrible their heroes are.
That's
funny. It's really funny.
I should check that out.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening to Comics Corner today. And I guess we're pretty much at the end of our show.
Yeah, we've got a best of Shock Therapy coming your way.
Yes, we do. We got to play the outro music.
For Team Awesome,
Awesome
Morning Party.
Yeah, we gotta play My Journey.
Okay, so Matt, what has your journey for today been?
Today's been a pretty good journey. We made it 2 hours without telling a poop story, which I thought was a feat in itself.
A feek?
No.
Just a feat.
And you actually read a comic and understood it.
I did.
And liked it.
I liked it.
More so than understanding, you liked it.
I liked it.
That makes me the most excited because it's like, hey, maybe there's hope for nerds like me out there. We can get normal people to come be nerds too. Well, I guess you're kind of a different kind of nerd.
I'm a different kind of nerd.
Yeah. What was your journey today? What'd you learn? Did you learn anything?
I learned that there's a lot of really dumb criminals out there, and they make for entertaining radio.
Oh, they do.
And I learned that you can't stop me from telling poop stories.
Okay. That's something I didn't want to learn. Well, anyway, we're going to go. We'll be back tomorrow.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.